We're going down to the desert and bringing in Nick Pecora, who covers the Diamondbacks for the Arizona Republic. And, Nick, it's great to have you on. Happy Easter to you, and thanks for coming on today.
Hey, Marty. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, no, glad to have you here. You had some interesting game, but we've got 1-0, 1-0, 5-0, and you've got 17-10. And then all of a sudden last night you ended up with 2-1. So I think the first thing, what do you think of the series, Diamondbacks and Rockies? What do you take away from it?
The Diamondbacks looked pretty good. I think that the way that Greinke threw yesterday was really encouraging. The way that they swung the bats, even with you know, the first few days of the humidor, it seemed like it's still a ballpark that's going to play a little offensive. And then I have some concerns still. I mean, it's the same as last year with the Rockies, just whether they're going to be able to score enough runs. I was a little surprised they didn't do a little bit more in the offseason to address that. And then their outfield defense seems like a question, but I like their starters. They've obviously got a pretty tough bullpen now, and you've got Shaw and McGee and Wade Davis there, and Adam Ottavino is a pretty good pitcher, and he was, you know, pitching in kind of a mop-up role the other night. So, I mean, that's a pretty deep bullpen, a pretty deep pitching staff. I just have some questions about their lineup and their outfield defense.
Nick, yesterday Greinke went 5 2/3. He had the 9 strikeouts, no walks. He looks like he's back to form. He was a little banged up coming into the start of the year. They said he was going to miss a little time. Maybe he was sort of day-to-day there, banged up. But he's all healthy, ready to go. Everything seems fine just on a pitch count yesterday.
Yeah, and I mean, it was a really weird spring. You know, I mean, I think it was 3 weeks ago, just a little over 3 weeks ago, he was sitting 84, 85 miles an hour in an inter-squad game. And then he talks to us, and he's all, you know, really brutally honest about how he's concerned about whether he's going to be able to get ready for the season to start. And, you know, 5 days later, he goes out and throws okay for an inning, comes out of the game with a groin thing. And it kind of felt like from that point on, like we weren't sure if Greinke was going to start on opening day, if he was going to be out and put on the DL. You know, there was just a lot of uncertainty, it seemed like. And for a guy that's owed so much money, a guy that's, you know, last year was so important to their success, it was just kind of a little bit of an uneven feeling, you know, just an uneasiness throughout the last couple weeks of spring. But the way he threw yesterday, I think eased a lot of concerns.
Torrey Lovello is always in the middle of something. I love watching him. You never know what he's going to do as a manager. Last night, of course, the criticism started. He left Salas in to face Blackman, who already hit a home run, had the lefty in the bullpen ready, and he rolled the dice, and Blackman beat him 2-1. How did he explain that after the game?
Well, it goes Blackman, LeMahieu, Arenado in that lineup. And once Salas got the first guy out in the eighth inning, he became a little bit more concerned about the next two guys than about Blackman. I think he felt like he was a little more worried about Andrew Chafin coming in and having to face those two rather than just leaving Salas on Blackman. I don't know, man. It's a tough decision. He had a couple guys in Hirano and Archie Bradley who were unavailable yesterday, so he was playing with a little bit of a short bullpen. Just had a tough decision, and it backfired on him.
Yeah, put him on. Come on, you know, put Blackman on. You got, you know, I know you're putting the leading run on, but, you know, pitch carefully and then, you know, come and get the righty for the next two. That's the way I would do it, but I'm not managing the Diamondbacks. What can I tell you? The bullpen cart, this has been an issue, and it's kind of funny. I think Bradley wouldn't do it, and someone used it the first night. Now they're bringing in the jacket and the bullpen cart. I think that's it, right?
Yeah, actually, nobody has used it in a regular season game yet. So it's basically just this a promotional vehicle, essentially, that brings jackets in from the bullpen. And then my favorite part is that it has to make a 3-point turn right by the on deck circle to turn back around and go back to the bullpen. And it was blocked the other day because they were doing their, you know, that silly legends race that they have.
Right.
So they had all that set up and the finish line, you know, set up there, and the bullpen cart had to sit there and wait for them to finish the race before it could do its 3-point turn. So it's silly. I don't know. We'll see if any of those guys do it or not. It's you know, it's almost silly to talk about it like we are right now. But I mean, guys have said, like, look, you know, we have our routines. We like running in, you know, there's no reason to upset any of that. It's sort of, one guy was like, you know, the manager makes a pitching change. You stand out there on the mound waiting for you to come in. Like, am I going to want to ride in on a bullpen cart and then walk across from the dugout? Like, it's a weird thing. I guess I'm curious to see if anybody actually uses it.
Come on, it's fun. It's entertainment at the ballpark. The A's have a rabbit bringing baseballs in now, right, to, you know, to commemorate their 50 years in the Bay Area. So it's all gimmicky. But the word was that Barry Bloom was driving that cart. Is that true?
I'm not sure I'd want him behind the wheel for that.
All right. Our friend Barry Bloom, of course, we tease him. He writes for Forbes now. Nick Pecoro with us, Arizona Republic. Nick, a lot has been made about the Giants and their lack of offense, and it's three games against the Dodgers, a tough pitching staff. But you've got a couple of guys not hitting down there, and just in a few games as well. Anyone jumping around, getting nervous?
I don't think so. I mean, Goldschmidt is, what, 0 for 8 now? Is that what he is? He's drawn a lot of walks. He was hit by a pitch. He hit a ball really hard his last at bat on Saturday. I mean, it's weird calling, you know, that the finale of a series was on a Saturday. I'm off today. This is just bizarre. I don't think anybody's too concerned about that. And I mean, Pollock has looked okay. Lamb has you know, been all right. It's just a few games. I think more like it's probably not like logically consistent, but I think you get a little bit more excited when guys get off to hot starts than you do worry about guys when they start cold.
Nick, they brought in the D-backs brought in Jared Dyson sort of as the replacement to J.D. Martinez. I mean, sort of absolutely opposite player, right? More of a defensive power guy or a defensive speed guy. Gets on base sometimes at the top of the lineup. He steals some bases. What's the feeling about him batting in the middle of the lineup there? Because he doesn't give you as much offense hitting behind Jake Lamb, hitting behind Goldschmidt. He's more of a speed guy. Generally see him at the top, but they had Peralta up there leading off yesterday and Dyson hitting sixth.
Yeah, I mean, I think that, you know, Dyson is more slated to be the fourth outfielder. They acquired Steven Souza in that trade last month. So I think that's the plan. But right now, Souza's on the shelf with a pectoral strain, I guess similar to what Samars has got. They don't think it's going to be too long, but you know they're not certain exactly when he's going to be back. And yeah, and I mean Dyson brings a lot of different things, and I think it's kind of interesting the way the Diamondbacks have gone about, you know, trying to replace Martinez. It's you know, a guy that in Souza, who, you know, isn't obviously the offensive performer, but he runs the base as well, as a good defender. Dyson is even better at those things, just a tremendous base runner, tremendous defender. So I think they're thinking that they can attack that absence, you know, by trying to prevent runs or create runs in different ways.
All right. Well, you do what you can.
Manufacture.
Yeah, J.D. Martinez, a big loss, and he's now in Boston. Nick, one more thought for you. We get to see the Diamondbacks. I'm glad we have you on today. We get to see him a week from tomorrow. You come in for three games here. Robbie Ray had a very rough start, and he's killed the Giants. Robbie Ray, just a rough outing. It was all over the place in the first start.
Yeah, the velocity was down as well. So I think that's a pretty big question. He didn't look great in spring training either. I mean, he had at least two outings where he was gone after, like, you know, either into the second inning or into the third inning. Very short outings where he struggled to throw strikes, was hit around when he did throw strikes. And, you know, he was averaging 92 point something the other day, I think, with the fastball, 92.8 maybe, which is a couple of miles an hour down from where he averaged pretty much all of last season. And, you know, Robbie, when you're talking about velocity, it's a much different creature than when you're talking about, like, Zach Greinke, right? I mean, that's a guy who doesn't really rely on it. Robbie absolutely does. I mean, he just overpowers hitters with that fastball. And if it's, you know, topping out in the 92-93 range, he's going to have to be a lot more precise. He's not going to be able to get away with as many mistakes. So it'll be interesting to see if that velocity comes back. It very well could. You know, it's just one outing. Or if it doesn't, it'll be interesting to see how he adjusts.
Yeah. Boy, it's going to be fun to see the Diamondbacks again. I love the West. I just love the West. The Padres, you know, scrappy and kind of had the Brewers on the ropes, and then the Brewers took care of them. You got the Dodgers and the Giants, the Rockies and the Diamondbacks. It's a great division, and I'm looking forward to seeing you guys. But I appreciate you coming on, and we'll see you next Monday.
All right. Sounds good. Take care, guys.
All right. Thanks, Nick. That is Nick Pecoro of the Arizona Republic.